Success with Reading, Book 3. Boost Your Reading Skills. Unit 1. Dear Diary. Vocabulary. 1. When I was a child, my parents gave me a weekly allowance to buy things I wanted. 2. Joe made an appointment at the dentist's office for a regular checkup. 3. When I read a book, I always make notations in the margin. 4. The teacher asked the students to write a synopsis of the first chapter of the novel. 5. Familiarity with internet searches is an invaluable skill in both education and business. 6. Reading people's journals can provide great insights into a particular historical period. 7. The realm of science includes chemistry, physics, and biology. 8. It was fascinating to listen to Jenny talk about her trip to Africa. 9. Having witnessed the accident, I gave a detailed account to the police officers. 10. The party in its new incarnation was supposed to be more popular with the voters. Reading passage. The word diary comes from the Latin word diarium, which means daily allowance. It refers to a book for fragmentary writings by date and is used for business notes, planning activities, keeping track of scheduled appointments, or documenting what has already happened. Some doctors suggest that writing in a diary is a good form of self-study. In America, from the 1940s through the 1980s, a diary was thought of mostly as a way to privately express one's deepest thoughts while keeping notations about the day. In those times, and even continuing on today, writing in a diary was like writing to a special friend. Many times, movies would show a teenage girl beginning to write in her diary while she said aloud, "Dear Diary." What followed was a synopsis of the day, usually filled with emotion. Those private reflections may have historical significance long after the author's death. A diary kept by a young German Jewish girl by the name of Anne Frank provides us with invaluable lessons about history, for she documented her experiences while she hid from the Nazis during their occupation of the Netherlands in World War II. Her diary became one of the world's most widely read books and is the basis for many films. Samuel Pepys, who lived during the 17th century, is the earliest diary keeper that is famous today. His diary is also an important documentation of history, for it gives personal insight into London's Great Plague and the Great Fire. Pepys took diary writing from the realm of business to the individual. His diary is being published on the internet, and it is interesting to note that there has been a new entry every day since January of 2003. It will continue over the course of several years to come. Reading his diary is fascinating, and it makes his life all the more real to us. Today's electronic version of the diary, the weblog, or blog, has once again stretched the diary to be much more than a personal account of the day's events. There are blogs to document recipes, traveling, movies, independent news, product announcements, photos, and anything else that needs to be recorded over time. Search engines like Technorati.com have been created to keep track of the more than 112 million blogs that are currently public. In its newest incarnation, the diary has become more popular than ever.